And on the right, you see a picture in Tanzania, another place where I work. And this is a watering hole where during the day, a woman may come to get the water for her child and to water her cattle. But in the evening, you'll see by the tracks, the wildlife come here as well. And so there are areas of shared resources where we come together with our animals and we have an opportunity to share diseases there. And so at this interface in different 23 different countries in 4 hotspot regions of the world is where we're working right now. So within this emerging pandemic threats program, I'm part of PREDICT, specifically the capacity building aspects there. And we're working mostly with different wildlife species, though we do also overlap into livestock and particular areas of concerns. So we have certain highlight host species, animal host species, that we think are most likely to be in contact with humans and to develop the next diseases that may jump. And so, for example, here we're looking at bats and non-human primates and rodents as examples of where we want to do targeted surveillance. So let me show you a little bit more about why we're doing this and how we're using this targeted surveillance strategy. So really, we want to start with land use and population change, right? We're using our globe in many, many different ways, and we're changing the way that the disease dynamics work. As we have increased contact between animals and humans, there's more likelihood for diseases to jump, and you can see an enhanced flow of pathogens. So if we start at the top, you can see the land use change that may lead to increased contact between animals and humans. That then can lead to enhanced flow of pathogens with zoonotic potential,